Chapter 2. What is poverty? Get ready to learn about the surprising nature and breadth of the potential market among the world's poor. It's shocking. After the world's rich nations invested more than $2.3 trillion over the past 60 years to end global poverty, billions of our fellow humans remain desperately poor. Lest we succumb to insanity, as Albert Einstein defined it, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, it's essential that we wage any new war on poverty with a different battle plan. We've learned three fundamental lessons from the failure of foreign aid to root out poverty and the limited success of independent development projects. True development rarely comes from the outside. Top-down development programs administered by governments, international agencies, foundations, or big NGOs rarely work because they're so vulnerable to government corruption, bureaucratic inaction, the distance between the planners and the supposed beneficiaries, and both distrust and a lack of interest on the part of people who live at the grassroots. True development, as evidenced by meaningful community-wide lifestyle changes, comes almost exclusively through the mechanism of the market, as growing numbers of individual poor people make conscious decisions to take advantage of new products, services, and ideas that they come across at the grassroots level, and as they take what they produce to sell in the market to rich and poor customers alike. Giveaways breed dependence and self-doubt instead of change. Philanthropy isn't the answer either, despite the severely